Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
Belief in the therapeutic powers of the waters at Warm Springs date far back in Georgia's history, says Democratic State Representative Debbie Buckner.
The pools are prehistoric. In fact, Native Americans would come there, and that was considered neutral territory. And even if they were warring with each other, if they were hurting, they would go to the pools and get some relief from their pain. It was neutral grounds. They wouldn't shoot at each other there. And there's a sense of peace that comes from being in that area.
She represents the area. So does Republican State Senator Randy Robertson.
There was a certain mineral that went through those spring waters that alleviated some of the conditions related to polio in certain medical circles.
Representative Buckner says the waters proved transformative to FDR in another way because he liked
getting some relief from the warm mineral springs at Warm Springs to give him some buoyancy, and he could actually walk in the water because he was more buoyant.
According to Buckner, FDR's situation also led to something else.
That is where a number of medical-type professions were started. Occupational therapy, physical therapy. That's where they first did what was known as coordinated case management, where you would have a doctor that would be treating you, but he would work with the therapist and social workers and try to make it where it was a complete package to take care of the whole patient. And it started right there in little old Warm Springs.
In 1932, during his presidency, Roosevelt built a small house nearby that he called the Little White House. And Buckner says there's another part of Georgia that became critical to helping people with polio.
For some people, it would affect their lungs and would cause them to have to be in what was known as an iron lung that actually helped them breathe. Georgia was the southeast distributor for iron lungs out of Augusta.
During the recent legislative session, Buckner and Robertson presented resolutions for the Georgia chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Senator Robertson.
It's the anniversary of the campaign that really started out getting the polio vaccine around the United States, one of the most successful campaigns ever. And I think it probably was created somewhat of a blueprint for how we dealt with the last pandemic. In certain parts of the world, we still have to deal with polio on a much, much lesser scale, but it's still out there. And I hope that reminding everybody about this anniversary will bring polio back to everybody's minds.
Because Warm Springs has a National Historic District, it's a popular tourist destination. In 2023, the state put money into renovating the therapeutic pools. Representative Buckner.
They have just finished a total restoration of the structure, of the infrastructure of the pools themselves. For years now, we have not been able to open the pools except Memorial Day in the spring and Labor Day in the fall. And now we hope to have them open from Memorial to Labor Day every day. It is such an economic driver for the town of Warm Springs and the great county of Meriwether. There are lots of shops and little restaurants that are family-owned small businesses that, with the pools being more active and having more visitors, will mean so much.
You'll find pictures of the Warm Springs renovation and the Little White House on gpb.org, where you can also find more Georgia political news. With this week's Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.